Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. Good morning again. I'm Bob Oakes. Negotiations continue today between the Boston Newspaper Guild and the owner of the Boston Globe, the New York Times Company, but not in person. The two sides are communicating by email and by telephone until their next scheduled face-to-face talks on Monday. The two sides are trying to come to a deal on $10 million in union contract givebacks. In the meantime, speculation continues regarding the possible sale of the Globe. The Globe has reported that three local businessmen are considering making a bid either separately or together as a group. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov profiles these potential Boston Globe buyers.
The three men all have deep roots in the local area. Jack Connors Jr. is a retired ad executive and civic philanthropist. Stephen Taylor is a member of the family who used to own the Boston Globe. And Stephen Pagliuca is a primary owner of the Boston Celtics. Jack Connors' interest in owning the paper could spring from his love for the city. He was born to Irish immigrants in Roslindale. After graduating from Boston College, he founded what became the city's most successful advertising agency, Hill Holiday Connors Cosmopolis. He stepped down in 2003 and now oversees his family foundation, which is believed to be worth about $500 million. 3 years ago, Connors made an offer to buy the paper with retired General Electric CEO Jack Welch. It was rebuffed by the New York Times. Since then, Welch has moved out of town, but Connors remains very active in the community. He's raised millions of dollars to rebuild Catholic schools. He's helped reform healthcare law as chairman of Partners Healthcare at a time when it grew to become the state's largest employer. Connors spearheaded the fundraising to build Camp Harborview, a summer day camp in Boston Harbor for inner-city kids. Jerry Steimel, executive vice president of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston, which runs the camp, worked closely with Connors and Mayor Tom Menino on its development.
I think they really shared a vision, and they went out there before anything was done and sort of looked at the space and decided that they were committed to this, they were going to make it work. And I think between the two of them, they pulled a lot of strings, they twisted a lot of arms.
Connors can see the camp from the window of his office on the top floor of the John Hancock Tower. He visits Harborview weekly during the summer, making personal connections with the kids.
I think Jack's a city kid.
Steimel says Connors never forgets his roots.
He grew up in the city. He understands the neighborhoods. He understands how tough it can be.
Stephen Taylor's family has been a part of Boston for generations, as the Globe's owner for more than a century. In 1993, the Taylors sold the paper to the New York Times Company for $1.1 billion. Taylor was educated at Yale University, where he's now a lecturer on media economics and financing in journalism. He's also involved in a seed stage investing company. Taylor got his newspaper experience at the Globe. He did everything from reporting to layout to business. After the sale of the paper, Taylor was named executive vice president until 2001. But it was as creator of Boston.com that he made the most impact, says his cousin, former Globe publisher Ben Taylor.
He was very much an early advocate for the Globe to develop an online internet site. And he was, you know, a great advocate for it and also kind of pushed us to do it. And I think as a result, the Globe was out front with Boston.com and ahead of many of the newspapers around the country.
Ben Taylor says if his cousin were to buy the Globe, he would bring new strategic initiatives to the paper, as well as a love of the Boston Globe of old.
You'd want to have a group of people who had experience in running a newspaper and also experience in electronic journalism. And I think Steve brings both of those qualities. So he'd be an important part of any group that was thinking about buying the newspaper.
Like Taylor and Connors, Stephen Pagliuca is also deeply rooted in the Boston area. He was raised in Framingham, where his early love of sports shaped much of his career to come. He played basketball as a freshman at Duke University. Later, he came back to the Boston area to attend Harvard Business School. Pagliuca, who's reported to be worth $410 million, is a primary owner of the Boston Celtics. He's credited with improving the team's operations. He's also a managing director at Bain Capital, a private equity firm where he's been involved in media investments. For the past 6 years, he's chaired the board of directors of the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. Mary Lou Sutters, president of the MSPCC, has worked closely with Paliuka.
I think he believes very much that Boston needs to have strong news reporting and that he would see this as a community service more so than as a business.
Sutter says he brings his business acumen to the MSPCC, and he understands the impact poverty has on children. Sutter says when Paliuka bought a stake in the Celtics, he wanted not only to regain the championship banner, but also to engage the team in community issues. Sutter says local ownership is important to Paliuka.
If there's a driver around the Boston Globe, I think it's about having local ownership being a big piece of keeping an important resource in the city and for eastern Massachusetts.
Most of the speculation about possible Globe buyers is centered on locally connected people. In addition to Connors, Taylor, and Paliuka, other names mentioned include Pat Purcell, who owns the Boston Herald, and the investment company Intercontinental Real Estate. In the end, though, it comes down to whether the current owner, the New York Times Company, decides to sell the paper. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.